Shipping than the darn washers, but I couldn't source them local.
Yeah, I hear that. I probably could have sourced this engine a little bit closer, but I was a choice, you know, the Titan version of the 4.6 stroker, which is the inline 4.0 that they put on all the older Jeeps. The Titan version seems like a good engine, but I know Chad Golan, and I know what kind of engines he builds, and when I found out that he was specializing in the 4.6 stroker as well as the 481X, and he's a race car guy, I know what it takes to blow up one of his engines, so that's where I went to get mine.
Oh, okay. I sound like you know what you're doing. So we're I'm kind of a new mechanic getting into it. Little bit late in life, but you know, less desk and trying to get more hands-on type stuff to do, keep me busy.
Well, it's been 20 years plus since I turned wrenches professionally, but there was a time when I was an ASC certified master, and if you're working on hot rods, I do know the Holley computer system pretty well. And I'm not a bad tuner. I'm not saying I'm the best. There might be guys out there that are better, but I don't see how they could be much better.
No, this is a little, this is certainly not a hot rod. I guess this is exactly a slow rod. We got kind of a bucket list truck. We got a old military Humvee back in August, and gonna need to do a little TLC on her. I think first is gonna be the soft top. It's kind of tattered, and I got a tarp on it right now, but that's not really wrenching, but probably got to do some engine stuff under there. It sounds like power steering maybe.
Well, that's not necessarily a hot rod, but that is an off-roader, so it does kind of fall into the category of a toy, even though it is streamable. That's a heck of a project. I wish I had one of those, but closest I can get to that is a 48 Willys CJ2A.
Oh, very cool. Predecessor vehicle, yeah. Yep. My brother wanted one of those. Back in the day, he told me he saw one for $200 once, and I don't know, it might have been like 30 or 40 years ago, and he didn't go for it. Now he's kicking himself, and so we saw an opportunity and kind of a dream car, and yeah, we went for it.
I can see where that would be a definite draw. I mean, if I saw one of those for sale at the right price, I would probably grab one of those too, because those are a serious off-road vehicle.
Yeah, we're looking to find out pretty soon. Maybe next summer if we're lucky. It's this government stuff takes a while with the titling and everything, and there was a little bit of confusion on the seller part, so we got to sort that out and get a plate on it. I drove it around a little bit, but just in my neighborhood. Don't want to, you know, get in any kind of trouble.
Yeah, I hear you there. Once you get on their books, it's hard to get off. Doesn't matter, even if it's such a small. Once they got your plate number and they've dealt with you once, then they're watching for you.
Roger that. Maybe I'll be driving it one of these days and see a flag, and then we'll pull over and have a chit-chat face-to-face.
that sounds like a plan. I'm actually putting it easy to spot. If I'm on a panel, my sign is blinking. I've got eight little lights on my sign. Nobody else has that. And I've got the big reflective angry eyes on my hard hat. I'm the only one that's got that, too. So I'm pretty easy to spot.
All right, sounds good. When I get it roadworthy, I'll give a shout-out on the radio, too. Find where you're at and maybe go and chit-chat for a little.
Copy that. And if you're running into any difficulty with it, you know, something you just need a little advice on or something, I'm happy to give what advice I got. I can't promise it's going to be correct advice, but it'll be the best I can give you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I might take you up on it. I could. I'm a more of a computer guy than a engine guy. So, yeah, maybe we can trade some work or something one of these days.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. I do have some experience with soft top, so having that Jeep around for as long as I have, and when I worked at Tom Coward Lincoln Mercury down in Las Vegas, I specialized in interior and electrical, so, as long as it's not shooting paint on it to make it pretty, I can usually pretty well handle whatever I come across.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Dave. Hey, my wife got home, and we're going to sit down and eat lunch, so I wish you a great afternoon. Keep dry, keep busy, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Copy that. You have a great afternoon, and tell the wife 331 said howdy, and WSGR 331 clear on your final.
Thank you, and she heard you and says have a good one to you too. So WSGP 983 clear and monitoring.